Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though the progress will be slow and painful, Penny Gibbs is going to recover from injuries received in an automobile accident with Barry Carlton. Barry, however, is near death with a brain injury. A famous specialist has been called, and in Penny's room, Mrs. Carlton says to Penny,
"There's nothing to do now but wait, Penny. Wait and hope for the best."
"Is the specialist coming, Mrs. Carlton?"
"Yes. He phoned just a little while ago and said he was chartering a plane. His name is Thomas Reynolds, and I understand he's the finest brain surgeon in the country and one of the best in the world."
"Then he'll be able to help, Barry, and you'll stop worrying, won't you?"
"I've begun to realize that there's no reason to worry now. I mean, worrying won't help."
"Why did they have to send for a specialist? What happened to Barry in the accident that didn't happen to me?"
"I don't know. They won't tell me exactly, but they assure me this Dr. Reynolds will be able to save Barry's life."
"Mrs. Carlton, I'm frightened. I didn't know that there was any question of... well, that he'd live."
"I thought you knew."
"Nobody's told me anything. Mrs. Carlton, what is it? What's wrong with him?"
"I wish I knew. It was a long time before they'd even let me see him. And then when they did, he couldn't speak. He was unconscious. I understand he's been unconscious ever since the accident."
"They've got to let me see him."
"You can't. It wouldn't do any good. And besides, even if he were conscious and could see you, you wouldn't want him to see you looking as you do, would you?"
"I guess I forgot about the bandages. I guess I'm getting used to them. Oh, when will the specialist be here?"
"Tomorrow."
"Well, why is he taking so long? If he's flying here, it can't take him but a few hours."
"He's flying from Paris, Penny."
"From Paris? Well, then Barry must be in terrible danger if they send all the way to France for a doctor."
"Dr. Weston and Dr. Ryan knew I'd want the best for Barry."
"But tomorrow's so far away, isn't there a doctor closer?"
"Yes, in Chicago. A man almost as good. But apparently time isn't as vital as the operation itself. The operation can wait for Dr. Reynolds."
"Mrs. Carlton, I'm frightened."
"Please, my dear, don't be afraid. If possible, I love Barry even more than you do, and I'm not afraid. I have faith in the doctors who are taking care of him now, and faith that this Dr. Reynolds will bring Barry through successfully."
"Is there some doubt that even Dr. Reynolds may not be able to save Barry's life?"
"You know how doctors are, Penny. They don't want to give false hopes. They prefer to be honest and, if necessary, to give a pessimistic view."
"He can't die. He just can't die."
"We can only hope that he won't. And if faith that he'll live will help him live, let's have that faith."
"Oh, Mrs. Carlton, how can
I?" "My child, I'm an old woman and I can have faith. If ill and old and heartbroken as I am, I can have faith. Certainly you can. Penny, you believe in prayer, don't you?"
"Of course I do."
"Then pray for Barry to live. And if God is willing, if God does not have a reason to want to take Barry away, he'll live. I've prayed constantly, and God has heard my prayers, I'm sure. That's why I have faith and honest hope that God will let us keep him.
Oh, Mrs. Cotton, I'm ashamed of myself. I should be the one who's trying to encourage you. Instead, you have to try and help me.
Oh, no tears, darling. If I lose Barry, I won't really have lost everything. God will have spared me you.
I couldn't take Barry's place. I don't belong in it. I'm not good enough.
Almost from the beginning, Penny. Almost from the first time I set eyes on you, I've considered you as mine, my own child, my daughter. I've always wanted one. I don't expect to lose Barry, but if I do, if we do, well, let's just pray that we don't.
I have prayed. Every day since the accident, I've prayed for the truth about him. I've prayed that he'd be well again. Now that there's this fear of death for him, I'll pray all the harder.
There's someone at the door, Penny. I'll go see who it is.
It's probably Mother. She said she'd see me again this afternoon.
I'll let her see you alone, then I'll be back later.
All right.
Mrs. Carlson, could I see you a moment?
Oh, Dr. Ryan, why, of course.
Alone?
Why, yes. It's Dr. Ryan, Penny. I'll be right back.
All right.
You won't forget what I said about prayer, will you, dear?
No, Mrs. Carlton, I won't forget.
That's good.
Oh, dear Lord. He's so young and good and kind and gentle. He means so much to me and all those who know him. He has so much to live for. He mustn't die. Oh, please don't let him die. Please let him live as we vowed our love would live. But if one of us must die, take me, not him. I beg you, take me.
We just heard from Dr. Reynolds, Carlton. He arrived at the airport this morning.
How soon will he be here then, Dr. Ryan?
Tomorrow. He's had a long, tiring trip. Dr. Weston is sure an operation can wait until tomorrow. But Reynolds will examine your son this afternoon and decide.
If he's tired, will he be able to perform the operation if it must be done today?
It won't have to be done today, I'm sure. Dr. Reynolds said so on the phone. He could tell from Dr. Weston's description of the difficulty.
If it doesn't have to be hurried, it's not terribly serious, then.
It is serious, Mrs. Carlton. I see no reason why you shouldn't know the truth. It's dangerously serious. Or we wouldn't have sent for Dr. Reynolds, and he wouldn't have come.
Will I get to talk to him before the operation?
To Barry? He'll be unconscious until after the operation, Mrs. Carlton.
I realized that. I meant, could I talk to Dr. Reynolds?
Oh, of course. In fact, he'll want to talk to you as soon as he gets here. He's driving from the airport now. Should be here within an hour. Then he'll meet with Dr. Weston and me and examine Barry.
I'd like to talk to him after the examination, too.
He will see you then, too, Mrs. Carlton. He'll keep you posted constantly. And believe me, you can be assured of the truth from him.
What do you think he'll tell me, Dr. Ryan?
I don't know, Mrs. Carlton. Your son's difficulty is out of my line.
What is the matter? Why are they operating?
You seem stronger today than you were yesterday. So I think I can tell you. It's his brain, Mrs. Carlton.
His brain?
Yes. There's pressure on it as a result of the accident. That's why Barry failed to regain consciousness. The pressure has caused a blackout. Just as if you pressed against a nerve in your arm until the arm below the point of pressure became numb. When that pressure is relieved, Barry will wake up.
And be all right?
As far as the operation is concerned, yes. But how well a man he'll be after the operation remains to be seen. Not even Dr. Reynolds can predict what will happen beyond the operation. And if he can't, no one can. Excuse me.
Why, yes.
Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Ryan. Yes, I'll be right down. Thank you very much. Mrs. Carlton, that was Dr. Weston. He wants to see me before Dr. Reynolds arrives. You'll excuse me.
Why, of course. If it's all right, I think I'll go in and sit with Penny until Dr. Reynolds is ready to talk to me. The time will go faster that way.
Yes, it will. I'll walk her down the hall to Penny's room. You two can be of help to each other through this, if you will.
Penny, may I come in?
Yes, Mrs. Carlton, please do.
I thought your mother might be here.
She phoned and said she was late in the village to get some things for me. Has the specialist arrived yet?
Yes. He phoned from the airport a little while ago. He'll be here pretty soon.
And then we'll know, won't we?
I hope so.
Will they operate on Barry today?
Not until tomorrow. It's encouraging to know they don't have to rush.
Yes, I guess it is. I prayed, Mrs. Carlton. Maybe it's going to do some good.
I'm sure it will. You seem encouraged. Much happier than when I saw you yesterday.
Well, I've had a little good news about myself, too.
The bandages are coming off your face?
Some of them. My worst fears about myself are as good as over. Dr. Ryan said there won't be any scars.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He meant that there won't be any scars under the bandages they take off tomorrow. And if there are scars when the rest come off, there's a doctor here on the staff who can fix them.
I was awfully worried about your face, Penny. It just made me sick to think anything would mar it.
I guess I worry, too, but not one half as much about myself as about Barry.
Well, everything turns out for the best, sooner or later. Perhaps after tomorrow and the operation, we'll have nothing to worry about at all. And then one day, we'll even forget about the horrible accident.
I'll never forget that, Mrs. Carlton. You know how it happened, don't you?
Yes, I know all about it.
Barry swerved to keep from hitting a little girl. It wasn't the little girl's fault because we were rounding a curve hidden by high banks on either side. She didn't see us and we didn't see her until it was too late.
Now, don't talk about it, my child.
I can't help it. I think about it all the time. I wish now I hadn't agreed to be married to Barry.
Oh, what a thing to say.
You don't understand, Mrs. Carlton. If I'd refused, Barry wouldn't have argued with me. And we wouldn't have come to Heatherton. And this wouldn't have happened. Mrs. Carlton, if anything happens to Barry, I know that the blame is all mine.
If Barry Carlton dies and Penny takes the blame, will she ever be able to live a normal life again? Will the operation tomorrow be successful? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.